Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast coming at you with a dose of confidence. All right, this is going to be a quickie today. Just a few little things that I want to tell you to give you today in your business, either an injection or a boost or like a shot into your business with a boost of confidence. First things first, my question to you is, who do you want to be? What do you want? Who do you want to be? That's number one. When I was in sales, I used to say every day, I want to be number one. I want to be the number one person in my title company. I want to be at the top. And so I wasn't there yet, but I made decisions every day acting like that person. Like, if I was number one, how would I conduct this meeting? If I was number one, how would I call this person? If I was number one, how would I react to that request? You know, it was crazy how the mind created a shift. Like, well, it would be like this, or I would act like this, or I'd make decisions like that. So who do you want to be? Where do you want to be? I want you to act like you're in that space. Number two, practice. The only way we get better, stronger, and more confident is if we practice. You know, like I said, my podcast, if you listen back, some of them, not that great. Sorry, they're just not. I'm not used to doing a podcast. This is new to me. But if I'm only looking to give and post and release really great ones, it's going to take me forever. So I'm going to just do the best I can. And what I'm doing to get better in my podcast is practicing. Practicing is what's getting me there. So your scripts, your teaching classes, your one-on-ones, the more that you do them equates to more practice. Okay, even if you feel like you didn't do it as well or wasn't as strong or maybe you didn't land that client or get that deal, the reality is you're practicing because you're in the doing. Number three is, owning it. Okay, you make a mistake, own it. Confident people own it. You know, we're people make mistakes and that's totally okay. The problem is when you're not confident, it really beats you up. It really lets you down. It makes you feel embarrassed or you screwed up or you dropped the ball. I'm here telling you, it's not. I make mistakes too. People think like, no, you don't, coach. Oh, no, I do. I'll probably make a mistake in this podcast. Totally okay with me though. Because if I don't take a risk and I don't own it and try, remember, try is my hero. I love people who at least try better than not trying at all. I have a podcast about that, by the way. You should check it out. All right, number four, another one is listen, get your brain to absorb confident people speaking, talking, or that you can learn from. I want you to read books from written by somebody who's confident, or go to a seminar that's held by someone who's confident, or listen to another great podcast too, like Gary Vee. He's got great confident messages that he just keeps embedding into his audience. He's fantastic. Rachel Hollis, she has another great message about confidence. These are great speakers and books and things to listen to. So you're feeding your brain with the reminder of what it takes to be confident. Next, number five, ask someone you trust and love and respect for honest feed forward. I call it feed forward because it's like from this point forward, how do I get better? Feedback is another, version of it, but feed forward. Shoot me straight. And I'm telling you, I am not who I am today without people I love and I trust and I care about giving me feedback, really good, strong feedback. People I don't know or people who don't, are out there and giving their two cents and gossiping or whatever. Any of those people, it doesn't matter what they say. It matters on people who you love and trust and that you respect. Okay. I'm a coach. I shoot my clients straight. You want to know something? I'm going to shoot you straight. No one's here to blow smoke. That true, real, authentic feedback is going to help you understand how to make tweaks and changes to get better, to get stronger. I love everything about that. Shout out to Steve D, my boss here at my firm. He gives such great feed forward, such great nuggets. And it's like you take it, you embed it, you get better, you get stronger. Steve, thank you for that. Next, the last one is words of affirmation. You have got to get yourself in front of the mirror, stare yourself in the eye. And when you feel the click, like it's go time to say these words and you pick your words, I'm just going to give you some to think about, like looking in the mirror, dead straight in your eyeballs, no laughing, no joking, be alone, get in your space, get your 2 feet grounded on the floor and look in the mirror and say, I am enough. Look in the mirror and say, I am brave. Look in the mirror and say, I have courage. Look in the mirror and say, I am strong. Look in the mirror, look in your eyes and say, I'm good at what I do. Look in the mirror, look in your eyes and say, I got this. I can do this. Okay? It's words of affirmation. Anything you want to say that looks you straight in the eye, you know, some of my graduates look in the mirror and they say, you got this. You got this, lion. You got this, superwoman. I mean, people come up and say anything that they want that has the click. We're looking for the click, you guys. That way you feel that and you inject that confidence right in you and it's go time. All right. Thank you so much for listening to Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Appreciate it. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, or lisacrown.com. Looking forward to connecting with you soon. And let me tell you something. Confidence is the it factor. You get that right, it's on. Go get it.